You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways we can work together to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. Today we have with us Roger Payton, not at all a stranger to the Better Together podcast. He's provided us good information in the past about how to help churches, especially with insurance, because he works for Brotherhood Mutual and works with many of our Free Will Baptist churches and many different nonprofits and ministries throughout the nation. So, Roger, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today.
Glad to be here.
Now, we're hearing from a lot of churches, especially in California, their insurance has been canceled and they're uninsurable. And many other churches talk about how the prices have gone up for insurance. But really, the insurance industry is under a major transformation, isn't it?
It definitely is.
Talk to us a bit about that, and then we'll get into how that impacts our churches.
Sure. One thing we have to do is kind of get an overview of how the insurance industry works. A lot of people may not realize that the insurance industry, when you get a policy from Church Mutual or Guide One or State Farm or Farmers, they all have a retention of risk, meaning there's a certain amount of the risk they're going to keep in-house. They're going to, for instance, Brotherhood. They may keep $1 million of a risk in-house, but if it's a $20 million building, then there's $19 million of that risk that they've got to find a home for. So every insurance company does this to protect for insolvency and things like that. They don't want one single catastrophe to wipe them out. So I like to use simple analogies. So I liken it to backing up to a warehouse. We all back up to the same warehouse, and that's called reinsurance. Reinsurance is just a financial tool that we use to manage the risk. And we sell this to international financial people that buy the risk. When we look at our chart, the handout that we've got here, you can see by the numbers that the claims that the industry and the reinsurance market has paid from 1980-some all the way through to 2020, every year we're setting records, and the reinsurers are absolutely taking a bath when it comes to freeze claims and tornado claims and wildfire claims. And so we negotiate treaties with these companies, and we, every time it renews, we have to say, okay, we want you to buy our risk. What terms are you going to dictate to us? And so it's really the reinsurers that decide, hey, you can do this or you can do that, or you can offer this much, or they give us capacity to be able to bring on more risk. Now, when we're talking about things that you see in the headlines, like Farmers coming out of Florida or State Farm pulling out of California, different things that you'll hear about on the news, it's because the reinsurers, as they negotiated that next reinsurance treaty, the reinsurers said, no more. We have had all we can take, as Popeye used to say, and I can't stands no more. So we see these reinsurers, they're in there for the profit. They've got to make, they got to get past zero to justify the investment. And so we're seeing things that either a company has to entirely pull out of a state, or maybe they'll pull out of an entire segment of the market and just say, we're not going to insure these type of risk anymore. We have absolutely lost all that we can lose. The way that it affects churches and homeowners and auto insurance and things like that is because of the fact that when you get your homeowner's policy and it goes up 30%, the first thing you tell yourself is, I haven't had a claim. Why am my premium's going up? And it's because the reinsurer that's backing that homeowner's policy or that church policy, the reinsurers have said, yeah, we'll sell you this capacity, but we're not going to do it for the premium. We did it last year. As a matter of fact, our reinsurance costs are going up significantly. So it how it affects us as policyholders, we see a decrease in appetite. What in a there's terms that as insurers we throw around and we'll throw around soft market and hard market. Soft market means, man, you could put info on a napkin, send it in to a company, and they'll issue a policy. Everybody wants everything. Well, hard market is, no, we don't want that. The most profitable thing we can do is shut off the spigot. So that's why, as you mentioned in a conversation that we had, some of your churches in California are saying, hey, we can't get anybody to give us a quote. We can't get anybody to even look at us. And so decreased appetite is one of the things that is affecting all of us. Enhanced replacement costs, where we're in a soft market, they may say, hey, we're okay with this building value. But then in a hard market, they say, you know what? We had this building insured for $1 million for a long, long time, and we're charging a premium based on $1 million. Now we're going to recalculate it, and we're going to determine that, no, it's really 1.4, and we need that extra premium that's generated by that enhanced replacement cost. Restrictive requirements, where just in common vernacular, insurance companies are getting very, very picky. Things that they would say, you know what, get this taken care of when you can. Now they're saying, hey, you got 60 days, and if you don't get this done, we're coming off this risk because we cannot afford to let this property be insured when our reinsurance treaties are killing us anyway. And then the relentless reinsurance market, as you can see by the chart there, that basically shows us that the divergent between the exposure and the capital that's being lost. These people are in it for profit. They have to justify, you know, making profit. And so if the church market is not being profitable, then there's going to be fewer players. And like I said, a lot of these companies are based in Europe. They have no nostalgia for American churches. They have no sympathy for nonprofits in America. They are strictly looking at us like they would look at any other type of risk. And so, you know, there's always been three or four main players in the church market. Brotherhood, Church Mutual, Guide One. You might even see a Selective here and there, something like that. Maybe a Cincinnati throwed in. They've all of us have gone to changing how we look at our insurers. And I'll give you an example. Both Church Mutual and Brotherhood have implemented programs to deal with the risk of wind and hail exposure. Used to be that, you know, $1,000 deductible, $2,500 deductible, and the wind came and lifted up a couple rows of shingles, and I'm going to get an $8,000 roof minus my deductible. Well, that is going away. What you're going to see in Tennessee, which is the state I work in, and Kentucky and Arkansas and all the other states, now Texas and Louisiana, some of your coastal states, Georgia, they already deal with this. North Carolina's, the deductible is going to be a percentage of the building value. So if you got $1 million building, 1% of $1 million is your deductible. That is because the reinsurers can't afford to keep doing the business the way that they've been doing it. So it's a significant change and a departure. Those days of $100 deductibles on your auto insurance and $1,000 deductibles on your church policy are gone, probably forever. So how do we know? How do we negotiate and navigate this? What are things I can do? You're giving me all kinds of bad news, and it's all out of my control. I like to divide things between what's on my list and what's on God's list. Well, this is the list of things I can do. Number one, you need a partner that understands your mission. It always bothers me when we're working with a company and I can tell by the questions that's on their application, even they don't understand church. They do not understand how we operate and how things are handled. So you need a partner. Now, we represent Brotherhood Mutual, but we also represent other companies. And so to have that relationship with somebody who can work with multiple carriers and have relationships with them, it's just a benefit to the church and the ministry. Need to make sure that you change your mindset to make sure your insurance is for catastrophic losses and not maintenance. Now, I go to a small church. We've got about 25 people, and our insurance bill is one of the biggest bills we ever pay. But we cannot look at our insurance policy as the way we get a new roof every 15 or 20 years. That has kind of been the mode, especially for small churches, and that's got to change. It's for the catastrophic loss. It's not for maintenance. It's not for the things that, we really aren't supposed to insure anyway. You need to consider the cost of filing a claim, because there is a cost. There is a cost to, even if nothing's paid out, there's still a cost to filing that claim. You need to, and this is something that we begin to, 3 and 4 are things we're beginning to preach to our churches. Every church I've ever been to and attended, we always had the building fund. And the building fund was sort of the catch-all for everything. It was really an emergency fund. But you need to establish a reserve fund, because your deductibles are no longer going to be $1,000, $2,500. They're going to be $5,000, $7,500, $10,000, or even a percentage of the building value. And I know for our church, we can't afford that, to just cash flow that out of monthly tithes and offerings. And so you need to start thinking about, hey, I need to start putting back some money for that catastrophic event, because my insurance policy is no longer going to be that catch-all. This is industry-wide. I'm not speaking specifically about Brotherhood. A ministry continuation plan. Sometimes it's amazing to me how we don't think that that will ever happen to us. But a ministry continuation plan where we think out loud, okay, we had a tornado yesterday, hypothetically. What does that mean for ministry today? Where are we going to meet? Where are we going to worship? How are we going to set up administrative offices? Where are we going to set our daycare up at? Where will we have Sunday school classrooms? Those are all things that we need to think out loud, because the day that the tornado takes out the building, which I've just had several that just were destroyed a few weeks ago, that's the wrong time to try to figure out on the fly what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. And then the last thing that I want to cover is, for the first time, I've been doing this since I was 25, and that was a long time ago. But for the first time, I'm having to have conversations to my ministries about, one of your greatest assets is your insurability. You cannot guarantee yourself that you'll always be attractive to an insurance company. Too many claims, maintenance that's poor on buildings, a poor pay history, all these things affect your insurability. And right now, while every company is only wanting the cream of the crop, when you lose your insurability, you have lost one of your greatest tools. Because we have standard markets, like the companies I mentioned, then we have substandard markets that you'd say, well, those are kind of high risk markets. Well, if you've got a ministry that's paying $10,000 a year on insurance, when you have to go to a substandard market, you're going to pay triple. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that if it's like my church, That does devastating things to the annual budget. Mm-hmm. Requesting a campus assessment. We've got CREs is what we call them. They're client relationship executives, and they will come and do a campus assessment. What does our campus look like? Show me where we can improve. That soffit that's been hanging down, or that door jam that never has closed securely. All those things, our CRE team will absolutely come and do an assessment, and that's all free of charge. Facility upkeep, it is more critical now than ever. Right now, currently, we're in a deep freeze in mid-Tennessee, and we basically closed our operation Thursday and Friday and reached out to thousands of customers to tell them, hey, here's some things you can do to protect yourself from busted water pipes. We had Christmas a year ago, when the Texas, Arkansas, Tennessee freeze hit, we had 169 claims turned in on Christmas Day. Well, there's so many simple things that we could have done to protect us from that catastrophic loss. And so consistent, continual upkeep, getting those pipes insulated, turning that heat up. I know the electric bill will be high that month. I'd rather pay a $200 electric bill as a $2,500 deductible. And so it really does make a difference. And then the last thing is just keeping experts, and I would broaden it to say all the church insurance companies, not just Brotherhood, legal assistance. We offer a free service to policyholder and non-policyholder alike. Brotherhood will review all your legal documents, your bylaws, constitution, your facility use agreement, your screening application to protect against abuse claims, contract where you're leasing a piece of property, on and on. Anything legal, they will review it for free. Then our safety library at brotherhoodmutual.com. And then if you're a policyholder, then just reviews that we typically do every year to try to stay up with the changes in the industry. So just that was kind of a breeze through this flyer. I know that this attachment is going to be included in the podcast notes, but just to kind of rehash, it is more important than ever that you're proactive, because it may not be as easy to switch or find a solution as it was 2 years ago. This market is going to take 2 years to straighten out from the time we have our last catastrophic set of claims. And we haven't done that yet. So the clock hasn't started, but we're 24 months from the time that Job's trial is over until we get this thing straightened out. So hope that information helped.
That is great. Hey, that is so helpful, Roger. I am a little upset with you. I'm sitting here with, I think, 7 inches of snow, and you apparently are on a beach somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just kidding. You are in your mind, aren't you?
Yes,
because exactly. We got more snow coming today. So you mentioned in the program notes, we will have a link to this particular sheet, which I encourage our listeners to take a look at. But I really appreciate you sharing this with us. Insurance companies have insurance themselves.
Exactly.
So if those particular companies are like, stop, you know, if they want to insure something, you're kind of stuck. That's the first thing that maybe our listeners may be, oh, I didn't really know that. A real important thing you talked about was really all of it, but think about planning for bad situations, your emergency fund. Think about what you would do if you lost your building tomorrow as a result of a fire or a tornado or hurricane. You alluded this a little bit, but having your building insured for what it would take to rebuild it. I think we've talked about that in the past. Sure. Kind of skimping on the premium is not a help if a disaster comes. And then you just talked about doing a good job of protecting, like right now, protecting your pipes, keeping the heat up, and any number of other things, good maintenance. It's just good information you've given us. We appreciate it greatly.
Sure. Glad to do it.
So if you're listening, we will put this in the program notes, and I would encourage you to maybe take this little sheet, print it, share it with your trustees or some of the leaders in your church, help everybody get on the same page, knowing that it is a different day. And like Roger mentioned, whenever these disasters kind of subside, it'll take another 2 years before the insurance companies really recover. It's where we really things start to clear up. So let's think about this plan for this, because we're in this for the long haul. Thank you so much, Roger. Thank you for what you do for our churches. Thank you for how you are so good to send out emails and to help people prepare, churches prepare for these situations. And we appreciate you taking the time to be with us today.
Sure. Thank you.
And thank you, our listener. You may know someone that would benefit from this podcast. Please take it, share it with them. Remember, every little thing we do, it really does matter. It really does make a difference. We truly are better when we work together. We're better together. Thank you.